Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to have some wonderful healings, and tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there in about 5 minutes. So, let's do an emotional clearing since today is Saturday, and some people have had a lot of situations during the week that may be negative, so let's do some emotional clearing here. So I'm going to go back 5 days, or you can just select an issue that you dealt with in the last 5 days, and we'll clear that for you. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a clearing for resentment. That seems to come up sometimes. Some people ask me for that clearing. This is not an invisible body, but it is an energy that we deal with. So here we go. This is a resentment clearing. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do a mental body. This will help to balance your left and right brain. These are all instantaneous healings. Nothing for you to do. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a clearing for people courting. So we'll go back 5 days. So people that you're courted to, you may not realize that you put out energy cords, but that can happen. So we're going to take them away from your sixth chakra, being released. This is what you gave to somebody else to take their energy. Fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And now we're going to bring back and disconnect the other person's energy that is courting you. And here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth clear. This is a little bit heavier. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared, and first cleared. And next we're going to do a feeling body. This is for people who live in their feelings, experience feelings all the time. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do the mind to heart drop, then we'll go to the light ship. So, we're going to take your mental body, have your spirit do this, and we're going to drop those thoughts that you have that normally are inside of your head, connecting you to mass consciousness. We're going to drop that into your heart center. Another way of saying it, we're taking you from the time-based reality of the aliens, and we're bringing you into no time of source energy, and that resides in your heart center. So here we go. This you can do yourself all the time. So counting backwards from 10 to 1, think of an elevator dropping. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So let's let you sit back here for a second and experience this wonderful energy. Then we'll be going to the light ship. Thank you. to the light chip, everybody. So unfortunately, this only works live, but if you are listening to the archive, you can feel the wonderful peace energy. So I'd like you all to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Scroll down about an inch or so on your scroll bar. I'm going to energize that for the people who are listening to the archive and the ones that are listening live also. So here we go. I'm going to bring the energy in. So stronger. This is from the light ship, from one of the light beams that reside there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's get ready to go to the light ship, everybody. So if you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, they're invited. You can also bring up your plants and garden, flowers, trees, if you wish. So I'll count to five as we go up. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're on the light ship right now. You might feel the energy around you shifting, changing, as the light ship brings a connection to you so you can be there and be here at the same time. So let's go into one of the first healing rooms. This is the hot tub room. This helps to eliminate infections. It'll also take away toxicity. So here comes this energy. You might feel it. If you're toxic, you're going to feel your body actually heating up. So here we go. Coming into you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And all the healings that happen tonight are between you and the light beam doctors. So I would recommend just requesting one healing for the short amount of time. We'll be on the light ship for probably about 10 minutes or so. And let's go to another location. Let's go into one of the rooms that they have colored energies. And this one here is a green energy. And here we go. We're going into the green room for healing. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's go to another room. Let's go to the room where they have healing for lungs. And so this is a respiratory healing room. We're going to bring in one of the special oxygens to help you out with this here. And we're also in another room. This is like a large cylinder full of little bubbles. And you're in like a water solution, and you can actually breathe in the water. So here we go. We'll bring in this energy. So here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll bring in an oxygen for healing. And this one here they want to bring in is number 102. They have different formulas for different types of oxygen. So this may help you out tremendously. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times. Here we go. Here's number 102 oxygen coming in. And here it is. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll also do a circulatory clearing here for everybody. This we have on the website. It's a fantastic clearing, and we'll give you a little sample of that here. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to bring it in. So here we go. You might feel your body relax within probably 1 or 2 seconds here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might be able to feel that energy. It's very, very nice. So it'll make it a little bit stronger for you. So stronger. This is a circulatory system clearing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's go to another location. And let's go into the room where they have the red energy. This is your life force energy. So here we go. Let's go into that room. It's very peaceful. A lot of energy there. And here's the red energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So just kind of see how you're feeling here. And you might be able to sense this wonderful red energy coming to you. We'll go to the green room also. And here's the green energy room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go to another location. And let's go into a room that has the dolphins. People love having the dolphin energies. So here we go. So here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just kind of experience this energy here. It's very, very peaceful. And we'll go into a room that has gold energy. Here we go. Here's the gold energy coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And you should feel this wonderful energy. Let's go into the amethyst crystal jeweled room. Here we go. Each individual crystal is unique. There's thousands of them. You're levitating right now, and we're going into this room. So here's the amethyst crystal jeweled room for healing. Remember, request your healing, and the healing is between you and the light being doctors. And each one of these crystals are actually doctors in a sense. So here we go, coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So we'll be coming back from the light ship in a little bit here. I think we'll go into the golden waterfall room. So again, request your healing. Here we go. Coming into this room right now. Here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healing. The light only works in the current moment, in the now. And each particular now is a different manifestation. So the light does not necessarily continue to work with you. This is why you have to keep requesting healings, because they're in the moment. And after the moment is over, then they assume that you already had your healing. And unless you request more, they will not go against your free will, free choice. So they can't overheal you. And this is kind of the way it works. So it might be kind of interesting. People don't understand that too much, but this is the way the light works. Otherwise, they would be in the darkness. So you have to realize that The darkness uses force of will. The light only uses your free choice. And this is why you must request healing continuously. So we'll see how everybody's doing right now. Looks like we need to work on some heart energy. We'll work away on some energy of heartache. So here we go. Heartache clearing. So here we go. I'm count to 10. We're in a special room now to have this done. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Well, a lot of energy here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into another location. And here we go. And what you need to do now is to request a healing again. Let's work with our muscles. So here we go. Muscle energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into the white light room. Here we go. Bringing this energy in here. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll give you some silence here for a minute here. Just kind of sit back and relax. Request for healing. Okay, kind of see how you're feeling now. And let's go into a room, which is a centrifuge room. This helps to eliminate addictions, negative habit patterns, etc. So here we go. Going into this room, and there's some energy that comes to you, which is a lack energy. The lack energy is going to feel probably heavy for the first timer. So if you feel a really dense energy coming to you, it's because the lack energy is pulling off situations that you're dealing with. So think of a negative habit pattern, a condition that you may have, negative thought patterns, and illnesses. Here we go. So here comes this lack energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we're still on the light shift, and we're going to release negative habit patterns. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I guess they played Joe Berger, so he's on the light shift. You had a concert there. So here we go. Let's go into another room. Let's go into the rainbow waterfall room. Here we go. So here comes this energy. So I'll count to 10 to bring it in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring it in a little bit stronger for everybody. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And we'll go into probably two more rooms. I like the deer room myself. It's very peaceful. Here comes the deer energy. And their doctors, too, request your healing. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go into another location. Let's go into where the owls are. So here we go. The owl energy. And here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healings. And the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And here we go. One more final room. Let's go into the pink waterfall room. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should feel pretty good now. We'll start to come back from the light ship. And here we go. Coming down, so 1, 2, and our animals and pets are coming to us now. 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. So we'll just see how you feel here. And hopefully you've had a wonderful experience here. So what we're going to do now is another clearing. And we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Carrie?
Yes, I'm out here. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting myself back over the phone here, so we're winging it here a little bit, everybody. I'm in a backyard on a cell phone.
Okay.
But right. Welcome to Saturday night. Are we still on the light ship, Ron? I haven't been able to listen for the last few minutes.
Yeah, we just came back just now, so we're back. And I'll just talk about the healings that we have on the light ship here. So what happens is when you go to the light ship, you're dealing with doctors that are light beings. A light being is somebody who has not incarnated yet. So they will take on the physical body form of different types of beings that are created in the light. And from there, at the ascension time, these beings will leave the light ship and go off just like you did, to experience the universe of light, having a wonderful time, hopefully, and enjoying the universe of light. Up to that point, before that, they're on the light ship doing healings for people who are interested in doing the ascension process. And the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And what happens is that the healings work according to your faith, which is your predisposition in your genetics of what your ancestors and what you believed. But mainly it's what they believe because you're dealing with their stuff in this lifetime. So every thought that your ancestors had in their lifetime is now connected to you and you're living their life. And this is why sometimes healings are so much harder to have happen instantly as compared to when Jesus walked the earth, is because we have so much more input and so much more judgment. Remember, all these thoughts are judgment. This is why when you go to your heart center, you live in the heart and you don't have judgment. You don't have a negative thought or a positive thought because you're strictly in the moment. and then you're out of time. So that's how the healings work. And some people have instantaneous healings. Other people, it takes a while. But we have many, many clearings on the website, creationlightship.com. And it's just a wonderful way to feel better, to live a much better life. The healings, normally the whole lifetime ones can take maybe up to maybe a half an hour to do. And then there are some clearings that actually can take hours and hours of time, like your alien death barcode. And that could take you typically 6 to 8 hours to do. So I'll just turn it back over to Carrie. So are you out there, Carrie, still?
I am, yes. Hi, Ron. So there aren't too many questions on the fast chat yet. So if anybody wants to type something in and has a question for Ron, and then also we can have callers tonight. And the number, if you'd like to call in, is 877-384-3257. That's 1-877-384-3257. So, Ron, I don't see any questions on here at the moment. So, let's see, what should we do next? Maybe we can have a few more of the invisible body cleared while we wait for a call or some questions to be typed in.
Okay, let's do a pain body. We didn't do that one yet, so here we go. You know, release some pain from you. Remember, the pain stays with you throughout your whole lifetime. So if you hurt yourself when you were 5, that pain is still with you in that energetic body. And you may be wondering maybe why you don't feel so good all the time. That could be just from having that accident when you were 5 years of age. So here we go. We'll clear out to the age of 5 for you. We'll pick on that year and select that. Your spirit's going to help with this healing. All the healings need your spirit to do the healings with you. And like I said before, the healings work according to your genetic predisposition and also how much you're in your body with your spirit and how integrated you are. And you have entities stealing the healing energy that's coming to you. But we'll see what happens here. This is a pain body at the age of 5. So here we go. So we'll do 1 month at a time for the age of 5. So first month, we're clearing. This is January. Okay, we'll just assume that you were, well, it may not be January, but the first month at your age of 5, okay? So here we go. That's cleared, second month. So if you're born in June, this would be July that we're clearing right now. So this is the second month that you lived at the age of 5. Third month. This one feels a little heavy here. Okay. Fourth month. Fifth month. And 6 months. And 7th month. Boy, that one's really rough for some of you out there. Wow. Do 7 months over again here, doing 7th twice. If you felt that, you might want to get on the fast chat or call in. Let me know what you've experienced here. Still doing 7 for the 3rd time here. So somebody listening really has a problem. Doing the 4th time here. There, okay, 8th month. And you're going to know who you are because you're probably going to feel this here. So 8th month. Ninth month. Tenth month. Tenth is pretty rough, too. Doing that one over again. Okay. asking me to do the 11th month. Eleventh is rough also. Okay. And 12th month. Wow. Okay. Back to you, Carrie. That was rough.
Okay. Yeah, that's really interesting, Ron. I have a few people sitting with me in the backyard who might be feeling that one. That was great. Thank you. We have a few questions now. Stephanie is asking regarding going up on the light ship, if the light being doctors understand what illnesses we have, if they see us in perfection, only in perfection, do they understand what illnesses we're suffering from?
Typically, yes. And normally, you also need to request your healing so that they'll tell you what they found. When you first go to the light ship, the first room that you go into, which I don't normally bring up because of the time involved here, is you go into a room where they actually scan your body to see what's wrong with you. And they check your DNA, you check your genetics, and they check out who you are, what kind of life form, because they work with many different types of life forms. And then from there, you're at free choice after that to select your doctor teams, and that could take you up to an hour or two. So you're actually visiting each particular light being. You're seeing how they look, what kind of solutions they have for you, and they have different types of healing modalities. Because remember, they're going to be using these modalities that they're using after they incarnate, so they will have their own particular way of doing healing work. Sometimes they use instruments, not too often, but that's normally pretty crude. Most of it's always some type of radionics or, spiritual blueprint healing. But from there, you select your teams. Each team normally is at least three doctors. Almost all of them are three. Most people get typically about a dozen doctors to work with, or a dozen doctor teams of 36 doctors. And on a light ship, you are healed. But when you come back here continuously back and forth, your emotional densities that you have attached to you down here, these invisible energetic bodies, will automatically remanifest your illness. This is why you want to clean them out. Everybody knows that their emotions will actually kill them someday, and that's the reason why you have physical problems. But there's more bodies than that, but the emotional one is the big one. This is why we recommend doing your whole lifetime emotional clearing. And that cost is $5 times your age. It's a sliding scale. And naturally, the older you are, the more densities you have, and they actually get more compounded because you're dealing with more and more and more stuff, and it builds upon itself, has a life of its own, basically. And so normally, if you're typically under 30, you probably don't have too much stuff going on. If you're over 30, you're going to have all those years and many ways that your body has set itself up to help to heal itself, and you're going to have many, many issues and conditions. And these are all brought forth in your DNA and your spirit, along with your physical body's energy. The auric field wants to heal the body, so this is what happens. People read your auric field, and situations occur in your life. So, yes, the doctors do know what's wrong with you, but you also have to request your healing. Because they may see you with, 500 problems. And, if you feel perfectly fine, then you can just say, give me a tune-up. But if you do have a condition that you were, say, diagnosed with, or maybe you know about something, maybe a blemish on your face or, something like that, then you can just request that, and they'll look at it, pay attention to it. Because remember, they see you as perfect. Whatever you're dealing with, is in divine perfection. So they're never going to take away from you an energy that's manifested with you, because they believe and think because of being a non-judgment that you wanted to have this condition. So this is the way the light ship works. If they did judge you, and if you went up and they said, oh, man, you have a problem with your eyesight, that's really bad. Well, we'll fix that for you. Then they'd be going against their own premise of free choice, free will. So they don't judge you. So you have to actually tell them And this is why you conference with them before you go into the healing room. So I hope I answered that question. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Mike has a question about the news media clearing that you've just put up, and he's asking if that covers your whole lifetime. So I guess if you put something in there, is that just for a one-time incident, or is that your whole life?
It's a one-time one for right now. I was thinking about doing it for your whole lifetime, but I haven't got that far yet with it. I put this one up because of what I've had a lot of calls from people talking about the oil spill in the Gulf the last couple of weeks, we'll say, and also the, you know, all the devastation from the rain like in Tennessee. And both of those are dark side energies. So I thought, well, maybe I'll put something up on the website which will disconnect people from those events. Remember, once you connect with the event once, then you're corded into that energy. And so whatever is happening in that location, let's just say you're watching TV and you see this flooding of the 14 inches of water and you see it one time. Well, you're still hooked up to that throughout everything that happens in that town and maybe that house that you looked that was underwater, okay? And you could be hooked up to that energy for a couple of years. And so how are you going to feel if they tear the house down? You know, are you going to feel that energy of the house, the house spirit kind of suffering, the people's energies with their heartache and heartbreak? You're going to be feeling that yourself, not knowing where it's coming from. It may not be real upfront with you or, you know, right there, so you can actually say, yeah, I'm actually feeling this, but you are energetically connected to it. This is why we put that up on the website. So, Mike, I hope that helps you. It's mainly for situations that people tune into right now. That happens, you know, you might, you know, go to the store tomorrow, read the newspaper and see some headlines in there about something going on and you go, uh-oh, you know, I read it and now am I energetically connected to it? Yes, you are. And then if you read the whole thing, maybe just read the headlines, then you're going to find out more about it and maybe you might want to do some web surfing. That's possible that people do. And the more information you have, the more you're hooked into that scenario. It's much like, you know, courting somebody. When you talk about them, somebody, they're in the room with you. You know, that's the old saying that you may have heard. I don't know if you've heard this or not, the old saying was, you know, years and years ago. In fact, a lot of these sayings you don't even hear anymore. I don't know what happened to our culture, but, you know, the old days you'd say, gee, your ears are turning red. Somebody must be talking about you. Well, that's true. You know, and, you know, when your ears do turn red, you know, that's probably what's happening. So people do know this. There's a lot of old phrases that were actually true, but I don't hear any of the new ones. Do you know any new phrases, Carrie, that you've heard recently that deal with people's energies?
No, I don't. I can't think of anything, and I'm wildly reading the fast chat before it scrolls by, so I've only been half listening, but nothing's coming to mind at the moment, no.
Yeah, I know one of them is like, you know, my skin is crawling, you know, and then you have the song by the Stones, Under My Thumb, you know, and I Got You Under My Skin. You know, all these are older
right.
songs. There's probably, you know, tons of different other ones out there, but, you know, those deal with the alien life forms that I take away. In fact, we're doing that tomorrow for 8 hours on our conference call, and it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You'll be in quarantine on the light ship, and we're taking out these alien energies from you. And we'll do a sample right now. And if you wish to have more samples, you can go on to the BBS archives. You can go to the website creationlightship.com. On the very top, there's a little box that's green. You can check on that and listen to a couple of BBS archives. So this is where we took out these alien life forms. So we'll take out the octopus energy. So here we go. Taking out one tentacle. These normally are wrapped around your rib cage, your throat, your internal organs. This is where the octopus normally resides. I don't really see them too much in your legs. Normally in the solar plexus area and heart and lungs. So here we go, back and neck. Second tentacle is coming off. So if you feel like gagging or you don't feel quite right, you feel a little strained, that's the reason. We're taking one of these out of you. And then you're going to feel much better afterwards. Third tentacle, there we go. And fourth. And they also give you secretions inside of your body. You know, they do have, you know, feces and urine. And this is what causes your body to become stiff. So if you have any place in your body, you probably heard of crystals. People, you know, can do massage work on you, and you hear, you know, as they press on your skin, you hear like this internal popping. Well, that internal popping is probably the alien residue that's inside of you. And you get that all cleaned out. All of a sudden, you have better circulatory clearing, and your system is actually working better. Your lymphatic system is working better. And all of a sudden, you may have shrinkage that may go away because it was blocked up before. Sometimes if you work with your body and you start pressing on it and your body jerks, that means that you just released an alien, one of these critters out of you. So if you ever did massage work on somebody and all of a sudden their body twitched as you're pressing on them, you got rid of one of them. Did it come into you? Hard to say. It could have. But you might just try it on maybe a friend of yours and just kind of apply pressure to their body, different locations, maybe on the legs or something. And if it's painful, just keep adding pressure, and you're going to find that all of a sudden they're going to, like, twitch, or the body might just jump. The whole body may jump. And that means that one of these critters got released out of them. And you could have a couple hundred of them. This is what we take out of you on these Sunday calls. We'll be doing three back-to-back Sundays, eight-hour calls starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time. So back to you, Carrie. I got off the last tentacle just now. We're getting the body out here, and then I'll have you come on here. Here it comes. This is coming out of your throat, out of your mouth. There we go. There, the body's released. That's just one of them. So you should feel a little different. May feel like you have more space inside of your body, which is pretty common. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you, Ron. I don't have a mute button. I've been trying not to cough from that one. So, Maria's thought of another one. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's good. Great.
So, let's see. What was I going to tell you? Somebody was asking for a head and neck clearing. It scrolled off the fast chat, but I think they have pain in their head and neck. Is there anything that you can do about that?
Let's see here. We'll just work on that. Let me see what alien creature is doing that for them here. That's a possibility, okay? Let's take off some snake energies here. So here we go. These are little small snakes, about it's like about maybe a foot in length. Diameter is about maybe an eighth of an inch. So they're kind of like worms that you'd find, garden worms. So here we go, coming out. So just see if this is going to bring you more circulatory energy here to get rid of the maybe muscle spasm or something here. Here we go, coming out. So one. I'll count to 10 to release them. 2, 3, 4, 5. You might twist your head a little bit, everybody. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just see if you have any more rotation, maybe more ease of movement here. I'll do some more here. This is another life form here. And these have little tentacles on them, little suction cups coming out. There we go, coming out, and I'll count to 10 again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, well, joining 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think we had a beat. Ron, is somebody on the line?
Yeah.
Looks like we got about 5 minutes to go, too, on the show.
Hi,
so.
Carrie.
Oh, how can we
Hi
help?
Hi there.
Hi, this is Everett from Winnipeg. Yeah, I'm sorry about the buzz on the line. There's a transformer problem.
Hey, no problem.
There is, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, you did a clearing for the octopus energies?
Yes, uh-huh.
I had a flash in my, I would have to say it was just a quick flash of an image of my, something moving inside. Like, I seen, it's kind of like something trying to slide around the organs and gone.
Okay.
Is that normal, or?
That's good that you're seeing it. Most people don't see them, but they do feel the release.
Yeah,
so
but they actually see an image of it.
Yeah, that's good that you actually see that.
Huh, weird. Okay, well, thanks. And also, what was the other thing? I need a healing or a clearing for my back. I have had a little bit of problems with my back and lower spine.
What about around your kidney area?
Pardon me?
Around your kidney area?
Yeah, it's in the lower back, L1, L2, L4, okay. L5, S1 root, and basically a little bit mid-back as well.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do here for a quick sample here.
Yeah, thank you.
So back energies here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I take away some cordings here. There's some energy for cordings, so releasing that here. So that's going to help you or not, but we took some energy off your back. Want to stand up and walk around a little bit, see how it feels?
It's getting warmer.
That's good.
I can feel it getting warmer. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome.
All right. Blessings.
Hey, blessings to you, too. Thank you for calling.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Rick. Okay, so Thomas is asking if you're in your heart, do you not get corded? Will you not get corded if you're in your heart?
Well, the body can always get corded, okay? But if you're in your heart center, you know, you're going to be probably not emitting so much energy. So, yes, you can get corded just by people thinking of you. That's one of the dark side tricks. But when you're really in your heart center and you bring out your spirit energy around you, then that spirit energy, this is what, why I have people do their life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. When you do that, then you're bringing in so much spiritual energy around your body that it's very hard to get corded. So if you do that also, then you're going to probably be in real good shape. When you're in your heart center, you're probably not going to feel the physical effects attaching to the body because you're not going to be in time. Remember, everything works from the dark side in the time-based reality. So when you're in time, you're going to have all kinds of things happening to you. When you're out of time, you're not going to feel it. And that's why right now on this program, you know, we've been on the show for probably about 50 minutes now, and you can see that it just feels like it just got started because you've been out of time throughout the whole show. And when you're out of time, normally pain goes away. You're not working with the mental energy of worry, doubt, and fear. And you're not being controlled by other people when you're in your heart center. So I hope I answered that question for you. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Marcy is asking, are reflexes sometimes aliens or energies leaving us? I'm assuming, Marcy, you mean like if you have a reflex-type jerk of your arm or your leg or something? I'm assuming that's
what. Yeah, it could either be leaving you or you could be under attack. If you're laying in bed at night, typically before you go to sleep, if you feel like pinpricks on your legs, on your bottom of your feet or something, they're connecting to you. You're under attack at that point. If you happen to wake up, they like to connect with you too between typically around 3 o'clock. So it could be an hour before, an hour after, but we'll just say around 3 o'clock, 3 to 4 o'clock. So if you happen to wake up and you feel a heaviness around you or your body doesn't feel quite right, you're probably under attack too. And that's the basic hour that they like to get you for some reason. Why? I don't know. The New Age movement will tell you that that's the time that spirit can connect with you because everything is quiet. I don't know. All I know is that if you are jerking and you feel pressure on your body, then you're under attack. If you're under attack, you can always move over a little bit, but by all means, get on that alien attack page. $30 for the month. And go in there religiously and clear out this stuff. And it should help you out. At least you can probably get better sleep. I can't guarantee that, but people who have been on there I finally figured out that different alien groups, different things that you used to believe in that you thought was sacred or good is actually harming you, causing you all this discomfort and physical traumas and taking away your life force energy and attacking you. So, Carrie, how's the time getting to be?
It's I have 9:55.
Yeah, we're just about out of it. So we have our special 8-hour call tomorrow, which is Sunday. 10 o'clock Pacific time is when it starts. It's an 8-hour conference call. And we take out the alien critters. So if you're interested, you can still come on. You can go to the website, use PayPal. And I'll be checking my phone messages probably about an hour before the call starts. Or you can just send me an email. But it's a wonderful call. We get rid of these aliens. If you want to just check them out, you can go to two of the shows on the website, or they're listed on BBS Archives. The first show is 11:30:07 and 10:10:08. Those are the two shows that we took out the alien life forms out of people. And they're real. So I'll take out one more energy. Here we'll take out the squid energy out of you. This is attached to your throat. And also your lungs here. So I'll count to 10. We'll get rid of a couple of them here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I'll bring some peace energy in. Bring up your light beam. And then we'll be signing off here. Our next program on BBS is Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific, which is 7 o'clock Eastern. So here's the peace energy coming. And here it is. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, everybody. Blessings to all of you. Hope you're on the call tomorrow. Hope you take advantage of these wonderful conference calls. And you're going to really enjoy getting these things off your back. You don't know how bad you are until you realize that these are on you and that you can get them off. So, say blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie, for coming on as a co-host tonight. And we'll see everybody later. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Not everybody.